Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Monday, March 25, 2013. Israeli settlers attack Palestinian shop owners and hunger-striking political detainee reaches life-threatening health conditions. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli settlers attacked on Monday afternoon Palestinian shop owners in Hebron Old City Part in southern West Bank. Witnesses said that armed Israeli settlers from illegal settlements in the Old City attacked Palestinian shops and forced them to close. Local youth tried to stop the settlers and clashed with them. Israeli soldiers arrived and attacked the youth with the settlers. Local sources said that Israeli soldiers used tear gas against the angry shop owners and youth. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Elsewhere, residents of the northern West Bank city of Nablus organized on Monday a protest in downtown Nablus in solidarity with hunger-striking political detainees held by Israel. So far, there are 7 political detainees on hunger strike. The longest is Samer Al-Isawi from Jerusalem, who is on hunger strike since 7 months. Israeli doctors at the detention facility where Al-Isawi is being kept warned today that his heart may stop at any moment. Isawi lawyer told local news that when he visited him today, doctors informed him that Isawi health have reached life-threatening conditions and if he does not stop the hunger strike, he will die soon. In other news, dozens of Israeli soldiers invaded on Sunday the Ahfad Yunis Palestinian protest village installed by nonviolent activists 5 days ago and removed it after detaining several activists. The protest village is located near the illegal settlement of Ma'aleh Adumim, north of occupied East Jerusalem. Witnesses reported that dozens of soldiers invaded the village in the early morning hours and violently attacked the nonviolent activists before detaining 5, who were released later on. One of the detained was Dr. Mustafa Barghouthi, Secretary General of the Palestinian National Initiative and a parliamentarian. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Monday, March 25th News Roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Hassan Kassis and me, Ghassan Badnoura.